لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
وإذا تليت عليهم آياتنا زادتهم إيمانا، وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا. And when verses of Quran are recited before them, then it increases in their faith. So there are two significance in this verse that have been mentioned. First significance, when they remember Allah at that time, their hearts have a special status with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مُقَامَ رَبِّهِ. That they have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the status of the Lord. Second significance, it's been said, when verses of Quran are being recited, their iman increases. It increases in their faith. So let us judge ourselves today, that do we have the same status? That when we hear the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when we are busy in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is the status of our heart? Or when we hear the verses of Quran, how we really feel? Do that help us to increase in our faith, or we don't want to listen, we just want to skip, or we want to stay outside when Quran is recited? About them it's been said. Then third significance, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. When they like to trust, they only trust upon their Lord. They only trust on their Lord. So these are three significances that have been said in this verse. In second verse it's been said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. That mu'mineen are only those who believe in Allah and His apostle. وَإِذَا كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ جَامِعٍ لَمْ يَذْهَبُوا حَتَّى يَسْتَأْذِنُوا. When it comes to any social issue, they have belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have belief in the apostle, and when it comes to any social issue, at that time they do not get out unless they seek permission of messenger. They seek permission of the leader. This is really important, that there are two kind of duties. Some of the duties are individual duties and some other are collective duties. Mu'mineen are those individually they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amanu billahi wa rasoolihi. They have iman and faith in Allah and His Messenger. But when it comes to any congregation issue, any issue that is needs to be something to do with our social problems, our social needs, that is something to do with our society, at that time they do not step unless they seek permission. Most of the time this condition is ignored, and we do not really pay attention to this important condition, because that comes after believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after believing in the Messenger. Then Quran has said, وَإِذَا كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِ جَامْعٍ. Then they are really careful, taking steps in the social life, then they are really precautional, they are really careful to take any step, but they would like to take steps by asking, seeking permission, and by taking ijaza and permission from the Prophet and his wise and the leader. So here it comes the position and status of the leadership. That leadership is important, that whenever we like to go for any social issue at that time, we need to return towards that. Then in the same Surah Hujurat, in two places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةِ. Mu'mineen are only brothers to one another. There is no other relation between them. their relation between them, it is only relation of brotherhood. And fourth place, this verse that I recited today, it's been said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Mu'mineen are only those who have belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing that we can find common, that is faith in Allah and His Messenger. But it's been said, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. And after having that iman and faith, there is no doubt remaining in their hearts. There is no such a confusion remaining in their hearts. When faith fills the hearts, at that time confusion is going to be out of the hearts. Hearts are going to be filled with the faith, faith in Messenger. Most of the people, those who are being diverted from the path because they start having those doubts. In every issue, in every problem that comes, it's something to do with the their individual life or any decision, or when it comes to any judgment from the Messenger and from the leader at that time, they are in confusions. They try to have some doubts about that. They do not like to have that faith. They don't show their faith. How we can actually determine the faith of somebody? How somebody can demonstrate the faith? It comes in the practice. When faith comes into the practice, that comes in the situation of irtiyab, that if there is no doubt, then faith is there. It reflects in our actions. It reflects in our obedience, that if somebody becomes obedient and practices according to that and does not have any doubt, that means that this person is really a faithful person. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. And after that, there should not be any kind of the doubt about their belief in Allah. And third stage significant, it becomes وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ. The stage of jihad, it comes after somebody has faith that is established faith. A faith that reflects in the practices. A faith, there is no doubt remaining. But if a person who has doubts when he's going to go for jihad, do you think that he's going to do any jihad over there? He's going to be in confusions. He's going to take many of the people from the jihad as well. He will deviate the people from the jihad. He will deceive the people from jihad. He will play a role of hypocrite, because he himself is living in the state of irtiyab. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after stating وَلَمْ يَرْتَابُوا, that they do not have any doubt, then He said وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ, that when they like to do jihad at that time, they would like to sacrifice everything that they have, everything that they have. So jihad with their wealth, their properties, jihad with their own selves. Because at the moment, Islam is important. It's like in our body, there is a function of defense, that when anything attacks on our hands, then other hand is going to defend that. We try to defend that with other hands. But when somebody likes to attack on the head, that is the most important place, or on the face, at that time, both hands are going to defend that. So these both hands would say that I would like to sacrifice in order to protect the head, in order to protect, that is something very important in my body. Similar is our life, that when we have given priority to Islam, to our values, to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our properties have no mean. Then our life has no mean, because no priority is with Islam. Priority is with the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it's been said, وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ. They strive, they steadfast, and they do jihad for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their amwal and with their anfus. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. These are the truthful believer. If you like to see anybody, and if you like to know the real definition of mu'min, then we need to return to those verses of Quran that we can understand that how Quran views a mu'min. What is the definition of iman and how it reflects in our life? Ulaika humus sadiqun. These are the only who can be considered as a truthful believer. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah include us in real mu'mineen. May Allah install that real faith in our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can remember Allah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered, may Allah make the status of our heart as wajilat qulubuhum. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever we hear the verses of Quran, it increases our faith. May Allah give us opportunity to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fi dunya wal akhirah innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma ajjil li waliyyika al-faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarih. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ما حي آثار البدع والطغيان. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. وقال مولانا محمد بن علي التقي عليه الصلاة والسلام: المؤمن يحتاج إلى توفيق من الله وواعظ من نفسه وقبول ممن ينصحه. As we are celebrating the birth of ninth Imam جواد الأئمة عليه الصلاة والسلام, I would like to say congratulations to all مؤمنين مؤمنات for these very happy days and auspicious occasions of birth of our ninth Imam, and then immediately after that we have birth of Mawlud Kaaba Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu was salam. I would like to take benefits of this hadith from ninth Imam for myself and for all brothers and sisters, as Imam has stated, المؤمن يحتاج إلى توفيق من الله. One of the things that is important for success of mu'min, that his tawfiq and success has to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are opportunities that come from Allah that one needs to have that tawfiq and achieve that tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are people, those who have been able to receive that success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are muwaffaq in their life, muwaffaq in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we need, and every mu'min needs that. This is a need of a mu'min. Al-mu'minu yahtaju ila tawfiqin min Allah. A mu'min needs to have that tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second thing that Imam has mentioned, وَوَاعِبٌ مِّن نَفْسِهِ, an advisor from inside. If we do not have advisor from inside, outside advisor cannot be helpful. Whatever somebody advises, it's not going to be helpful. There has to be inside that reminds us, it corrects us, that nafs and soul has to be awake and it has to function properly. There has to be inner qazi, there has to be inner judge that can judge our life. Wa'ibum min nafsih, an advisor from inside. Many of us, their advisor from inside has died, and we need to make it alive again. And if that advisor is functioning properly, then third thing that a mu'min has in need, it's been said, وَقُبُولُ مِمَّنْ يَنْسَحُهُ. If somebody advises from outside, then he should have that ability that accepts that advice, accepts the nasihat. Many of us sometimes refuse if somebody advises us. We just don't like to pay attention to that. But the best of the friend of somebody can be the one who advises. That is why Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, he has said, if somebody criticizes me, if somebody makes me correct, that is my best friend. Best friend is not the one who always says something good. Best friend is the one that if he sees any wrong, then he's going to advise as well. And we need to have that ability that we can accept that advice as well. In the holy month of Rajab, we are reaching to the first tanwar that is ending. And we are approaching to the days that are mid of the Rajab, approaching the days that are very important during this month. So when somebody likes to reach to mid of the month, that is month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we need to evaluate that really, did we work on ourselves that we can reach to the month that is month of Allah, month of Maghfirah. How much really we have been successful? How much our advisor has advised us during this month? And if we reach to the days that are called Ayyamul Bid, from 13th of Rajab till 15th of Rajab, these are 3 days that are called as Ayyamul Bid, the brightened days during this month. And these are the days when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created and has given the life to the personality that has become Imamul Muttaqeen, Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. Dear brothers and sisters, we really need to regard these beautiful days and precious days of our life, life of our ninth Imam and life of our first Imam. Both are great examples. And when we come to the centers to learn about life of Aimma alayhi salam, we really need to pay attention and be in the speeches of scholars and listen to that, that we can understand and be connected with their lives, because their life is going to give us opportunity that we can be successful. We can put that in practice in our life. whatever we listen from Aimma alayhi wasalam and about their history and their characteristics, it is going to help us that we can grow and develop in our life. That must be the benefit of majalis and benefit of those ayyad and celebration. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless upon us upcoming days. And may Allah bless whole month of Rajab for mu'mineen mu'minat. As you all know that from today, Muslim Congress is opening its camp with the name of Camp An-Noor. Many brothers and sisters from various cities are participating in this camp. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give success to this gathering and make this camp for the success of Islam. Make us successful that we can promote Islam and teach Islam and Quran to our children in best of environment, and our youth can feel that they are happy, and in happy environment they have been able to learn that as well. Dear brothers and sisters, in one of the most important steps that it's been announced that U.S. House of Representatives, they have passed a resolution in the past few days that was been circulating through the emails, and also it was on the media as well. Case of the Burma and the Muslims of the Burma, they were been in the trouble in the past few years, and there was a complete genocide for the Muslims in that country, that thousands of Muslims, either they are being replaced or they are being killed, their houses are being burned, their properties are being burned. Many of those who are being killed alive or burnt alive, that was an ongoing genocide since past year. But we are thankful for U.S. Representative and House of the Representative, those who have passed that resolution against that, and they asked from Burman government that they have to step down, and they should not continue that suppression, and people, they have to be provided citizenship. And it was being asked in this resolution that all the countries, they have to pressure on the Burman government that they can stop this genocide. But at the same time, I would like to say the representative of House that it is not today that this genocide has started. It was from almost past 2 years that continuously people had been suffering. And how come after passing that much time they have awakened and they have given this statement now? They would have been given this statement way before, and they would have feel that responsibility to stand against that and pass those resolutions. But still, we appreciate if this statement is being issued, and we appreciate that at least they have considered that as an issue. And I hope that this effort should be continued, and it should not be just a political statement, but it has to become in practice, and they have to pressure the Burman government that they can leave this suppression on the community, and especially those rigid Buddhists who are creating atrocities in that country, they can stop those atrocities. Second thing that I wanted to mention, and also it's really one of the hot issues today, and that is issue of kidnapping 200 schoolgirls in Nigeria. Unfortunately, I could not find on Muslim media a lot, but I found on Western media. They tried to highlight those. So this is one of the concerns that I want to bring that in the attention of brothers and sisters, that why only Western media has highlighted this issue a lot. And the second thing that it's important, that if these 200 or something students have been kidnapped in a country, the responsible people of the country, why they have not stepped up, why the forces of that country have not taken action, but they are asking from the governments around the world. And the president has given immediately his statement that forces from outside have to be sent on to that country in order to free these 200 students. It seems that this is another Iraq. It seems that this is another Kuwait. These kind of steps that are not simple steps that immediately foreign minister of United States have given the statement that they are going to send their delegation, and delegation is going to include the armed forces, and they are already on ground today from Britain and America. Both countries have stepped up and they have sent their forces into that country. Why? They wanted to only free these 200 students. So let's see that if they are going to go only behind those people to free them and come back, or they are going to stay in this country for a long time and they will make some other plans. So plots are going to be known later on, but there is something behind the scene. It's not just kidnapping, although we condemn anybody in any position from any group, those who take these kind of action and life of the people, and especially these innocent children, if they were being kidnapped, although I do not have really news that they are being kidnapped. Those are the news that we can have on the media. And we really need to testify that is this something that has taken place. But if it has taken place, then those names that are being said and the groups that are being said seem to be the same kind of groups as Taliban, for example, or Takfiris or Salafis. These kind of groups that they are being promoted from the Western countries, they are being supported. Today they are going to go in that country, and tomorrow they will start supporting the same groups as well. And this is really unfortunate that they have to take same stance in all the situations. But they went in Afghanistan opposing Osama bin Laden, opposing Taliban, and later Taliban became the friends, and they are not enemies anymore. So this is really sad part of that, that we need to be really vigilant when we read those news. We should not go with the flow. We have to be aware of that, and we should try to compare the news from all sides, that if news are authentic first, and second, what is the reason? What are the behind the scene picture? Those are important things that one needs to see. But any group that takes the lives of people, they need to be condemned, and we have to ask all the people of the world that they should stand against any type of the atrocities taking place in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in Nigeria, in any part of the world that atrocities are taking place. The target killing in Pakistan has to be condemned in the same way, and they have to be taken serious as well as it's been taken serious. In Syria, there are some good news that Homs has been cleared by the terrorists, and it has become and changed a city of peace, and government has been able to take out the terrorists from this part of the country. And now people, they started going back to their homeland and their houses, and this is really interesting and important. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide stability to this country, and may Allah provide peace to the people of this country. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. تابع بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات، إنك مجيب الدعوات، إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.